I want to thank you all for coming today for this event in the Capitol campaign. And we very much appreciate your contributions. Good afternoon. I'm pleased to be joined today by our men's athletic director, Mark Dienhardt, and by men's basketball coach, Dan Munson. Today I'm announcing that in response to the allegations of academic misconduct in the men's basketball program, the University of Minnesota will impose sanctions on that program. I'm taking this action at this time to give Coach Munson, Coach Munson's players, and prospective recruits a clearer understanding of the future of the program prior to the commencement of the 1999-2000 season. It is fair that Coach Munson and his players be made aware of the conditions under which they will be operating and competing in the coming year. As well, I've met with the independent investigators and have been briefed throughout the investigation. Since June, I have affirmed, as I've said on a number of occasions, that I believe the investigation will find incidents of academic misconduct. As a public university, the University of Minnesota has an obligation both to the public and to the NCAA to hold ourselves accountable for this misconduct. To continue the process of restoring public confidence in the program and rebuilding the men's basketball program in the wake of these serious allegations today, I'm announcing that the university will self-impose the following sanctions on the men's basketball program. First, the university will impose a one-year ban on postseason play, including the National Invitational Tournament and the NCAA Tournament. As we all know, postseason play is a significant part of any basketball program. This sanction effectively addresses, at least in part, the misconduct that occurred. Second, as of today, we'll be placing the men's basketball program on NCAA probation for an unspecified period of time. This probation will include a heightened level of reporting, such as periodic self-studies and compliance checks, which are then forwarded to the NCAA. It is my expectation that upon review of the final investigative report, that both the university and the NCAA will impose additional sanctions. I understand that team members, and I think this is important, I understand that team members who did not engage in misconduct, who were not here when the misconduct occurred, may feel that these sanctions are unfair. However, for this program to continue rebuilding and to maintain the integrity of the institution and to move forward in the basketball program and to support Coach Munson, we must demonstrate good faith and take meaningful action to repair the damage that has been done by others. I thank you for attending today, and the three of us are available for questions.